Hello, you guys. Welcome back to my podcast. I hope you're having an amazing day. I had the most relaxing Saturday of my entire life. I've just been taking it super, super easy. I went to Pilates this morning and it was so good. I like the type of Pilates where you're not like sweating nonstop and it's so go-go and it's so cardio and the instructor's screaming at you and you keep changing positions and it's just like the hardest thing ever. Like, I know a lot of girls love that, but I hate this type of Pilates. Like, I like gentle Pilates. I just feel like it's more effective. I don't want to be like stressed out in my workout. So I like a really calm, chill type of workout. That's why I love doing Pilates on a Saturday and just like doing gentle stretches, doing some ab workouts, but nothing too crazy. Like, I feel like the whole purpose of Pilates is to just like relax and not be so tense and go, go, go. So all those classes that I've been to that are so intense, I'm like, this is just not for me. I do like an intense like mat sculpt Pilates, like a hot mat sculpt. It's a different type of workout. I like to do like a couple cardio workouts in the week, and then I like to do like a chill Pilates session in the weekend. Anyways, I then got myself my favorite acai bowl. I love acai bowls. Like, I swear I could eat one every single day, and I know that they're not the best for you and it's a lot of sugar and stuff like that, but I just try and not do like unhealthy toppings. I just do almond butter because I love almond butter. And then I went and had the most life-changing massage ever. I feel like I'm ready to go to bed. I do not know why, but I just like feel like my whole body's so relaxed and it was so tense. And I feel like when you work out and you're active, like treating yourself to like a massage once in a while, it feels so good. Just like investing in yourself, investing in treatments that make you feel good, working out a lot for a couple weeks and then treating yourself to a really nice massage. And I just watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion. I watched part one and part two. Part three is out, I think, next week. And I have so many thoughts. I just feel like this season doesn't hit the same just because Kathy's not in the season. And I loved Kathy last season. I thought that she brought like her A game. It was so funny. Her scenes, like hunky dory and stuff, she really brought it in the show. I just feel like this season is missing this like spark. And one thing about me is I am a Kyle apologist. Like, I love her. I ride by Kyle. She is my favorite housewife, I think, ever. So it's really hard seeing her go through all of these things. Like, I never thought her and Mo would ever get a divorce. I was always like, oh my god, they're like couple goals. I even watched Buying Beverly Hills and I thought he was so great and managed to do everything and be a family man and also like run this really successful business. It just sucks. I hope she's in a better place right now. I loved Erica this season. I do like when she brings in the drama, but like, I just thought she was like the Erica that I want to see. Like, she was calm, she was collected. I loved her looks. I loved everything about her. And I do feel bad for Dorit. I feel like she's been pinned down this reunion. And for the rest of the cast, I don't know. I just like, I couldn't get that into it. I love how mature Garcelle is and I love her on the show, but I just feel like she should just straight up be like, listen, Dorit, I do not like you. I do not fuck with you. Because I feel like she's always targeting her. Just say that you don't like her. You don't need to like everyone, but just be straight up with it. You know what I mean? Anyways, that was my mini rant. If you're not watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I highly suggest you start because it's really entertaining. And it's really fun. Nothing massages my ears more than listening to a bunch of women scream at each other non-stop. Other than that, oh, and MasterChef. I've been obsessed with MasterChef. I watched like all the latest seasons. Me and my husband were addicted. We wake up and we like start talking about MasterChef. It is really bad. Other than that, I haven't really been watching a lot of reality shows. I know everyone is obsessed with Love is Blind at the moment, and I've seen certain scenes on TikTok, like the viral Megan Fox moment. I don't think I'll watch it. I don't know. It's just, it's not for me. Also, a lot of people have been watching The Bachelor, and I used to be obsessed with The Bachelor. I would not miss an episode, but again, I just like, I kind of got over it. I'll probably watch The Bachelorette because I do like seeing men chasing a woman. I don't love the whole premise of like the guy's the prize and the girls need to chase him, because those girls on the show, they are the most gorgeous, stunning women that I've ever seen. I did watch The Golden Bachelor and that was really fun. What are some of your favorite reality shows? I'm really intrigued. Nothing hits the same as MTV, The Hills, Laguna Beach. Like, that was my jam. I wanted to be Lauren Conrad so badly. I feel like I've spoken about this before. I was also obsessed with like Room Raiders and Next. I feel like the majority of the girls listening to this are not even gonna know what I'm talking about. It's all old MTV shows. Room Raiders was wild. You should definitely go watch some episodes. And also Next. Like, Next is brutal. Or Date Your Mom. That was so weird. Nothing hits like old 2000s reality TV shows. But yeah, a bit in my self-care era. I think I'm gonna go get my nails done tomorrow. I'm not sure what color I wanna do. I kinda wanna do red. And I watched this TikTok of this girl being like, all girls get like neutrals or pink nails and then they get a fun color and then they get neutrals or pinks and then a fun color. And I feel like that is so true, but I'll go on Pinterest, get some inspo. That is literally where I get all of my inspo from. Pinterest, I use it as like my Bible. If you're lacking inspo in your life, get on Pinterest. So for today's episode, I really wanted to do a Q&A and respond to some questions that I've gotten. I feel like I haven't done one of these episodes in a while, so let's jump straight in. And I always like to start with the first question from the Q&A, and it is, how old are you? I am 26. I feel like people get so shocked when I tell them I'm 26 because they think I look like I'm 40 years old, which, great for me. TikTok literally thinks I look like I'm 40, but I am 26. And a lot of you guys think I'm super mature and this and that. I don't think so, but it's always a compliment. Not the 40 part, the mature part. And I was always told I have like a baby face because I have really big cheeks, but I'll take it. I'll take 40. How do I deal with being jealous of my boyfriend's gorgeous friends that I think look better than I do? If he wanted to be with his friends, he'd be with his friends. He chose you for a reason. He wants to be with you. And of course, it's normal for you to feel like that. You feel insecure sometimes, but you need to remind yourself that someone else's beauty doesn't take away from your beauty. He's with you because he wants to be with you. He loves you. So you got to work on your confidence. You got to work on loving yourself every single day. It's not something that I can tell you that you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to suddenly not feel jealous. It all has to do with your confidence and the work that you put in yourself. The more you love yourself, the more you build on the person that you want to be, the less you're going to have feelings like that. And I'm a big believer that your outside appearance, of course, like it helps, but I've met countless of gorgeous, stunning girls that I felt their insides didn't 100% match that. It's about being kind. It's about being loving. It's about loving your life. Loving life, loving yourself, that is so much sexier than any sort of feature. The most stunning women I've met in my life were the ones that radiated love, happiness. What is your go-to coffee drink, and do you believe in angel numbers? Love you. Love you more. Of course I believe in angel numbers. I literally have 11 tattooed on me, which is my lucky number, my angel number. My favorite go-to coffee drink is probably like a hot latte with almond milk. And then I'll do a dash of caramel creamer. That is my favorite go-to coffee drink. I drink it every single day. How did you find your style? I feel like I'm still trying to figure out my style, but I'm not afraid to try different styles, to try different looks, see what sticks, see what I feel most confident in. Also, taking inspo, that is a huge part of my style. Going on Pinterest, having a whole folder with outfit inspo, going on Instagram, seeing what the cute girls are wearing. When I go on walks outside in Los Angeles, I'm always, you know, being inspired by the girls around me. Also, learning to dress for my body type, because what looks good on a model on Revolve is not going to necessarily look good on me. So knowing myself, knowing my body, knowing the cuts that suit me and the cuts that don't, I feel like that has really helped. And the way I learn about what suits me and what doesn't is through experience, is through like trying different styles and taking pictures and then seeing, wow, I don't look good in this, or I love how this looks on me. My main tip for you is don't be afraid to try different things. And accessories are everything. Accessories will make or break your look. So wear those chunky gold earrings, wear a belt. Instead of wearing the same black bag, buy a red bag just to spice up your look a little bit. I think you can change your entire style just through accessories. And I think that's the magic of fashion. You really do not need a huge closet with endless options. Just play around with scarves and earrings and necklaces and bags. Please help. I like a boy that just wants to be friends. Girl, you deserve a lot better than that. You deserve someone who is dying to be with you, who is begging to be with you, not someone who is not interested in you. That person is not your person. And now you know you are one step closer to finding the one. You're not going to be changing anyone's mind. You don't like me, that's fine. There's 1,000 other people that do. Why waste your energy on someone that is 100% not worth your precious energy? And a lot of questions about my living situation. I don't live in London anymore. I live in LA. I really like it. London was just not for me. It never really felt like home to me. So I'm happy to be somewhere where it definitely feels like home. And then the same girl asked, how do you make your apartment feel like home? I don't really like my house in London. I felt like it was really dark, but I'm obsessed with my house in LA. I was so excited to decorate it and really make it feel like home and like me. My number one thing is I love candles. So lots of candles. Love cozy pillows. I love a cozy throw blanket. I feel like that makes your house look so cozy. Books, coffee table books, really cool art pieces. I've painted all of the art in my house. I love a large wicker basket to hold your blankets. Also, this is super important. Lots and lots of plants, flowers, all that. I am big on green. So I feel like all the those things really make your house feel really cozy, even if you have really neutral furniture. I have a white couch, but other than that, my furniture is like wooden. I feel like that also adds a lot of character. Another question that I feel like is kind of related to this that I just stumbled upon is, how do you keep your house organized and clean? I dedicate one day to cleaning my house every single weekend. It's a Sunday. I love a reset Sunday. So I know on Sundays, I am waking up, I am mopping, I am vacuuming, I am cleaning every single surface, changing the bed sheets. I wash the bed sheets every single Sunday. I wash all my towels every single Sunday. I literally do all my laundry on Sundays. And before having a set day, I would kind of like do one thing one day and another thing another day. And it was kind of all over the place. And then I would miss days. So my thing is really having one day where you know that that day every single week is going to be dedicated to you cleaning your apartment, cleaning your house, washing your towels and your bed sheets. Having that set day really helped me stay organized. Also, clean as you go. Like if you're cooking, immediately clean after. You come back and you're wearing a jacket. I know it's so easy to just toss the jacket on a dining chair. No, take the effort to actually like take your jacket off and immediately hang it in your closet. How to be more approachable and nice towards people. I feel like the number one thing is just smile. It immediately breaks the ice. Whenever I lock eyes with a girl, I always smile. If it's a guy, it's a different story. I keep a mean fucking mug. Do not touch me. Do not talk to me. If it's a girl, I always make sure to smile. I am the queen of like small talk. Like I'll start talking with a cashier lady for like 5-10 minutes. If you talk to me in public, just be prepared to have like a 30-minute chat. Asking people how their day is, having like an inviting, open energy. Like don't cross your arms when you're walking. Compliment girls. Like if you see a girl with really pretty nails, always make sure to tell her, oh my God, I love your nails, or I love your hair. Compliment girls. Compliment people in line. I know the thought of that can be intimidating, but I promise you, you will feel so good afterwards. How to stop comparing yourself with influencers? I think you really need to switch the narrative. Whenever you see something, whenever you see an influencer and you're like, I really want that life, let that be motivation to you. Let that make you work harder. Let that make you make better decisions. Never compare yourself with someone else's life. It is you versus you at all times. And I want you to get that literally tattooed in your head. Use that to fuel your fire and let that be some inspo for you. And if you really can't do that, I suggest you just unfollow the influencers that make you feel bad about yourself. Keep the ones that whenever you see their posts, their stories, you just feel good about yourself. What are you doing to keep the fire in your relationship? I feel like the number one thing is to really grow together, work on yourself, work on the relationship, express to them how grateful you are to have them in your life, and do that often. Let's say they make you coffee in the morning. Make sure to be like, I'm thankful for you. Also learning what their love language is. You know how they receive love, and then you can like do what makes them feel loved. Whether it's words of affirmation. Never stop going on date nights. Also, sex plays a huge role in it, I think. Intimacy in general. Being really intimate with your partner on a daily basis. Please give me some tips on how to build a gold jewelry collection. I've been collecting jewelry literally since I can remember. A lot of the jewelry I wear on an everyday basis are actually my mom's. Mom was also a big jewelry girly, and my grandma was a huge jewelry girly. So I always wear her rings and her necklaces and my grandma's rings and necklaces. So jewelry is definitely an investment. It is something that you're going to pass on your kids and your grandkids, hopefully one day. And when you're just starting out, I do suggest you try and go to your local jewelers, the ones that have those like tiny little stores that you wouldn't even think to go in. The store has been there for like 50 years. It's old and rustic. Trust me, those stores, those jewelers will have the best pieces, the most unique special pieces. The quality is going to be amazing, and no one else will have those exact same pieces because they're going to be special from your jeweler. That is how I found some of my favorite pieces, and I like to do 18K and above. That way it doesn't tarnish and you can actually keep the piece forever and you can shower with it. That's what I do. I do shower with all my pieces. I know it's crazy, but I'm so used to having all my jewelry on at all times. Another really cool thing about going to a local jeweler is they will probably work with you and create pieces. Like they'll create like rings and necklaces and you can design them and they can make them. And that is super cool. I would start from a tennis bracelet. I think that is so classic. You're going to have it forever. You can wear it every single day. But obviously, it depends on what your style is. Love a small gold hoop. I feel like that is timeless. Hoops are timeless. Or a simple gold band as a ring if rings are more of your thing. Start slow. Start with good quality pieces that you can have forever. And then, of course, you can get all the designer pieces you want. But when it comes to designer jewelry, the price is definitely spiked up for what it is. I think it was Jackie Aina that even said that all her Cartier Cartier bracelets and stuff. They're not from Cartier. Her jeweler in London made them using better clarity diamonds and better gold for a better price, which I think is really, really smart. Any tips on how to start influencing and taking social media seriously? I feel like I could do a whole episode on this. It is never too late to start doing social media. There is space for everyone, I promise you. And people say it's an oversaturated industry, but I truly don't think that at all. I feel like we see people and social media stars emerge out of nowhere, and they're literally the next big thing. So my advice to you is consistency, consistency, consistency. Post every single day and post content that you would like to consume. Like, what kind of TikToks you watch? This is the type of content you need to be making. And as cliche as that sounds, be yourself. I feel like, especially now, people are so smart on the internet. They know immediately if you're faking it. They know immediately if you're not legit, if you're trying to be something you're not. So just be yourself. I feel like someone like Alex Earle is really good at that because she's unapologetically herself. And she's not afraid to show her like goofy side. But also at the same time, she attends amazing events and galas and Oscars. So just do it. Just start posting. Who knows where this might take you? This is your official sign if you've been thinking about it. Next is how to have confidence for us new drivers. I'm so anxious when I drive. Girl, I feel you 100%. I got my driving license in April and I've been driving now for like 5 months because I didn't start driving immediately. I have a car now in LA. And as cliche as it sounds, the more you drive, the better you are at driving. You just have to push yourself to drive every single day. And that's what I did when I first got my car. Even on days where I had nothing to do, I was like, I don't care. I'm taking my car and I'm going somewhere. And I swear, the more I did that, the more confident I became behind the wheel. Push yourself every single day to go to the grocery store, go to the gym, and do different routes every single day. Don't, you know, take the same route. Also, this might sound a bit woo-woo, but envision a white bubble of protection around you. The second you get in your car, envision this protection and you can even say a little prayer, you know, talk to the universe, talk to your angels or whoever you want. Ask for divine protection. And I know it's woo-woo, but it works. Another thing I do is if I have a really long drive, I kind of like study the drive just so I know how many turns, where I'm going. I know this is like a little bit too much, but it just calms me down, okay? Also, chewing gum weirdly helps. It just gives me like confidence. And once you do it again and again every single day, then I promise you after like 3-4 months, it's going to be so easy. You're just going to get in your car and you're going to go. I feel like another thing that has definitely helped me is having a driving playlist. And I have this playlist and it's for driving only. I do not listen to it unless I'm driving, and it's all the fun songs, and I have some throwback songs in there, just feel good songs. And whenever I get in the car, I'm like so excited to blast my music and drive and just be in the best mood ever. So that also helps. Make a driving playlist. Whoever said music sounds better when you're driving, you're 100% right, sir. How did you figure out in the past what you wanted to be when you grew up? Girl, I had no idea. I had no idea when I was in college. I had no idea when I was working. I had no idea up until I started doing this that this is what I wanted to do. And I'm lucky I got to figure that out in a young age. Even if you're older than 26, even if you're in your 30s, that doesn't mean you should have your whole life planned out. That's not how it works. And I promise you, it is so rare that you know exactly what you want to do at a young age. Of course, there's exceptions. My best friend, she's a doctor and she literally always knew she wanted to be a doctor. Or with lawyers, they usually know from an early age. But trust me, it is okay for you to have zero idea, zero clue of what you want to do. And all you gotta do is start doing something that you kind of like. You're not sure what it is that you 100% like. Do something that kind of sparks your interest. See if it's something that you actually like. If not, it's okay. On to the next. Try something else that you kind of like. Keep doing that until you find something that you really, really like. And do that until you find something else you really like. It is okay not to have this, like, you know, very clear path in your life of what you want to do. That is very rare. And who you are right now might not be who you are in 5 years. Like, who we are when we apply to college is not who we are in our adult life. That's why I think it's so crazy that we are supposed to know what we want to do, you know, at 16 when we're looking to apply to colleges and this and that. It is okay not to have any idea what you want to do in life. Just start by doing something you kind of like. How do I fix my sleeping schedule permanently? I love a good gummy before going to bed. That really makes me sleep. I took melatonin yesterday. I woke up at 3 a.m, so I just feel like a gummy does a better job at keeping you asleep. But my tip is force yourself to wake up really early in the morning. Do not take any naps during the day and you're going to be tired early. Doing that, keep forcing yourself to be up at like 6:30 every single morning. And I promise you, you're going to be tired by like 9 p.m. Should I go back with my ex? By the way, love you. I love you so much. Depends. What did he do? Why is he your ex? Did he cheat on you? Then absolutely no. Was it a mutual chill breakup? Then maybe give it another go. See what happens. I'm the type of person that if you and I are done, we're done. Like, I am never going back. Even before I was my husband, like with my old ex-boyfriends and stuff, like if we're over, we're over. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't follow me. Goodbye. How to deal with a friend getting bullied. Is your friend getting bullied at school? Stand up for your friend. Be there for her. Make sure that she always knows that she has you on her side. Also report those bullies. They deserve to be expelled. They deserve to be on detention. Report them ASAP and don't let anyone bully your friend. Those people are losers, I promise you. Are you going to vlog every single week? I'm trying to vlog every single week. I've been posting a bunch of YouTube vlogs, if you guys haven't noticed. I've been really loving the vlogging life. I'm still trying to figure out how to balance posting on TikTok and posting on Instagram and also doing my YouTube and all that and what I show where. But I love vlogging. I love posting weekly vlogs. I feel like we're getting closer. We're getting to know each other. I'm doing a bunch of unboxings of PR and online shopping, and we're doing workouts together. We're doing our makeup together. It's just a fun time. And I honestly didn't think I would love it as much as I do. It's something very new to me, but I've been really liking it. And I've been doing weekly vlogs every single week. I just finished this week's vlog and I'm going to post it on Monday. So it's been really cool documenting my little weeks for you guys. Please watch them, subscribe, let me know what you think. Anyways, I feel like I've answered enough questions for today's episode. I'm definitely going to do another part. Maybe I'll do a couple parts. I hope you guys are having the best day whenever, wherever you're listening to this. And I can't wait to speak to you again next week. I love you.